This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
NFL Films, Greg Cosell, post-Super Bowl, out on the River Islands guest line. Greg, thanks as always for coming on. How are you this week?
You know, I'm a little tired, guys. I'm a little tired.
Were you burning it up in New Orleans?
Oh, God, no. I was in bed by 11 every night.
Okay.
I'm tired from the season.
Fair enough.
Those days are way. Those days have been way over for years, you know?
No doubt. I think you speak for all of us. But that said, Greg, I go back to our conversation last week, and I got to say, you said some things that I think we're still bouncing around in my brain as I was watching what the Eagles did when you sort of indicated that they had an advantage in the trenches.
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, when I watch tape, and particularly when it's one game like that where I spent actually 4 hours watching each side of the ball yesterday. So when I'm watching the Eagles defense, I was just saying to myself, well, this is really interesting. I'm wondering what was in Vic Fangio's mind when he started preparation and he looked at this Chiefs offense and, you know, what was going through his head as to how he wanted to play them. And basically, it was fascinating because they did not rush five one time in the game. Mahomes dropped back 42 times, 39 of those times they rushed four, three times they rushed three. And they basically lined up on every snap in a two high safety structure. And they didn't play two high safety every single snap, but a very, very high percentage of the time. And it occurred to me that they just said, you know what? Our defensive line is better and more athletic than your offensive line, and we're going to win that way. And then starting in the second quarter, they went to a whole bunch of different stunt concepts, and their athleticism just really showed up, and they dominated. They were, in a sense, daring the Chiefs to run the ball because they were playing out of a too-high shell, and the Chiefs never really ran the ball.
Yeah, and even when they tried, they couldn't. I think they had three rushes in the first half, if the stats
are,
you know, refreshing me in the correct way. And Greg, I was thinking about the Niners watching that game, because isn't that the construct that Robert Saleh and company want? The ability to rush four, be disruptive, and have seven covering on the back end?
Yeah. In an ideal world, I mean, most coaches would love that. You know, sometimes you can't do that, but most coaches would love that for the simple reason that football is a numbers game. And if you can get home or impact the quarterback with four, you have seven in coverage. And you have seven in coverage versus five eligible receivers, maybe even sometimes four eligibles if the offense feels they need to keep someone in to help. So the numbers are in your favor. So I think most teams would love to be able to do that, and the Eagles were. As I said, they did not rush five one time in the game.
What about the trenches on the other side, Greg? And I specifically wonder about this Eagles offensive line that is huge. You talked them up last week, and there's a lot of talk here in San Francisco about the 49ers' needs on the offensive line, which underperformed this year. So what do you think the Niners may have been able to learn from what ended up happening in the Super Bowl.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that was not the best performance by the Eagles' offensive line this year by any stretch. They had some bad snaps. Well, of course, the Chiefs have a pretty good defensive front as well, and they won some one-on-one matchups. And obviously, the Chiefs did a really good job with Barkley. They had some run blitzes on early downs. They would bring safeties down late into gaps, so they'd show Barkley, hey, maybe there's a cutback, and then all of a sudden a safety would appear. But the one thing they didn't do is they didn't really load the box, as everybody automatically assumed that they would just load the box. They didn't really do that. In fact, they played a lot of snaps out of too high. But they have a really good D-line. Now, the Eagles obviously have a really good O-line. You know, it's just one of those things. They've got tremendous size. They've got really good players. Not every team can do that. This is what the Eagles have. You know, would every team aspire to have a great O-line? I think every team aspires to have a great O-line. That's sort of a foundation of your offense.
You mentioned 1,700 pounds of pure man just force on that line. Is that the kind of line that the Niners can utilize based on what Kyle Shanahan likes to do with the outside zone?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of guys like that. That's the thing. I mean, you know, you got Dickerson at left guard, who probably weighs 350. You know, you got Becton at right guard, who probably weighs 360. You have Maialata, who probably at left tackle, who probably weighs 370. You know, there's not 100 guys like that. So, you know, I think you have to be careful about thinking that any team can just automatically get guys like that. It's kind of a unique situation that the Eagles have.
Greg, of course, coming out of the Super Bowl, there was the game. But the fan base here was a little bit more engaged with the fact that there was a Deebo Samuel trade request. Let's start with this. What did you see on tape from Deebo this year as compared to previous years?
Well, I'll answer it this way, and I think that they probably will move on from him, because assuming Ayuk comes back healthy, you're going to have Ayuk, you're going to have Pearsall, you're going to have Jennings. So I think, you know, they probably feel that, you know what, if we do move on, and I don't know, is he still under contract?
He is. I think one more year. Yeah.
Yeah, so that means that he would have to be traded unless they would release him outright. So, you know, I think that within the context of how they see their offense moving forward with those three wide receivers, and ideally McCaffrey is back healthy, I guess that remains to be seen, but ideally if all that happens, Samuel would probably be in some way superfluous to what, you know, what they have right now. And, you know, given that he certainly did not put up the same production this year that he had in previous years, it would not surprise me if they see it that way.
And you love Ricky Pearsall. I know you were high on him going into the season, and after he got better after his gunshot, you were mostly bullish on his productivity. Can Juwan Jennings, while Ayuk is out, step forward and be a good enough one receiver, the X receiver, for a team in its passing game?
I'm not sure he's an X. I mean, I really like Juwan Jennings. It's funny you say that, because I remember watching him in college at Tennessee, and he did not run well at all, and that's one reason why people were down on him. But he was so physically competitive in the SEC, and I knew there'd be a place for him in the league, but he's not a number one. And that's no knock on him, because I think he's a very, very good player. But he's not a true boundary X receiver. So, but he's really, really good. So, yeah, but as I said, I think they'll look at Ayuk. I don't know what his timetable is based on his injury, but assuming he's back, I really believe it would be Ayuk, Pearsall, and Jennings.
There is a thought, Greg, that Ayuk might need at least a month or so before he's fully ready to go. So, you know, I'm not going to ask you if you think the Niners should make some sort of a free agent move, but if Ayuk's not ready at the beginning of the year, do you feel like that room has enough, or are they a little bit short?
Well, we still have free agency in the draft, guys.
Sure.
We don't know that right now. I mean, you know, we'll see how they feel about it. They'll know. They certainly know his medicals a whole lot better than I do. So we'll see. I mean, they may feel that they want to draft another receiver. You know, they may feel that they could get by with what they presently have. Maybe they feel Cowan can become a guy. I don't know. You know, this is stuff that they know way better than we do. Cowan's a guy that I also liked. You know, he didn't get any, you know, significant opportunities this year as a receiver. So we'll see what they think of him. But yeah, I think that they certainly could draft one. I don't know how many draft picks they have. You know, I'm not up to that point yet. So I don't know. But although I am grinding away watching college guys, but I haven't looked at NFL teams and see what their draft situations are.
Yeah, they got a lot of picks, especially in the third and fourth rounds. They got a lot coming, so we'll see.
And there's always receivers. Yeah. Look, there's always receivers, guys. You know that. Because normally, in every draft, receivers are the wide receivers is the most drafted position in pretty much every draft. There's always receivers.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films. This is an extension of what we were talking about with Deebo Samuel. I've heard some people say, look, the 49ers got away from their short passing game this year. And you've talked about how Brock Purdy was looking downfield more and needed to scramble more, sort of off schedule. What's your thought on that? Did they do less of their short passing game than they have in the past?
I mean, it played out that way. It's hard to know why it played out that way. I don't think their entire offense changed. It's possible that Purdy didn't see it. You know, it's clearly this year. There are times I thought that was the case, and I think that's one reason why he scrambled more. You know, so we'll see, you know, as Kyle, because the first thing teams do, particularly teams that don't make the playoffs, is they self-scout. They go back and look at all their tape. That's where it starts, before they do anything else. They go back and look at all their tape, and they'll try to figure out, you know, what worked for them, what didn't work for them. They'll try to understand why what didn't work didn't work, you know, why it didn't work. So, at their core, I still think that, you know, what Purdy does best is be a timing and rhythm passer kind of in the short to intermediate areas. And then run after catch becomes a major foundation of what they do. So I think they'll go back and take a really hard look at that and see why it didn't play out quite that way this year as it did the Super Bowl season before, or even the year before when they got to the NFC Championship game when, you know, they were so efficient in the pass game.
You mentioned free agent receivers and the draft and the rest of it. When you look at the tape from this past year and you see Devontae Adams, what did you see as far as his ability to still be that boundary X, that top receiver for a good passing offense?
Yeah, I still think he's a good player. I mean, what's his age now? Is he 32?
Yep.
Yeah. So I still think he can play. You know, he had good moments with the Jets. Are you talking about him as a 49er? Is
potentially,
that
yeah. I mean, if Deebo is traded and you look to shuffle the deck and you don't want to bring in another young player, perhaps he might be a fit.
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran. Obviously, he knows how to play in the league. He's still a really, really good route runner. He may not be as he was never truly explosive, but he certainly had a vertical element to his game. But he certainly knows how to run routes. He understands defenses. You know, that kind of guy could be a one-year fit, depending on what else you have in mind. No question. What's his contract status, do you know?
I think he's got another year or two, but it would probably, you know, it would be subject to a restructure and a spread out,
right,
would be
right.
My guess.
So he'd have to become a Niner if that would happen in a trade?
Yeah, I think so. Unless the Jets unless do some sort of an outright release or whatever, which does not seem likely. They just got him.
Right, right. So, if that's the case, then yeah, he's probably going to be a Jet. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers is gone, which I personally think is the right move, but, you know, that's, they think so too, obviously.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because we're all sitting here and I think that we might feel like we know otherwise, but for whatever reason, the betting markets think that the 49ers are one of three favorites to have Aaron Rodgers on the team next year. I think that's nuts. I think Brock Purdy is going to be the quarterback of the Niners. But how would you, just for fun, how would you compare those two players with what they put on tape last year?
Well, I'm with you. I don't even think that's a possibility that, you know, that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Niner. I mean, the problem with Aaron Rodgers is that he controls your whole organization, and that's a problem. So I don't even think that's realistic. I mean, Aaron Rodgers obviously still knows how to play. He's an incredibly smart player. He still can throw the ball. He doesn't have the same movement ability he once had. I thought last year, though, that his ball location, which had always been a great strength of his, I mean, he was such a precise ball placement thrower. I didn't think it was as good last year. Now, I don't know the reasons for that. Maybe there were issues with being on the same page. You know, those are things sometimes you don't know. But the bottom line, the way it played out watching tape, is he was clearly not as precise with his ball location as we've seen him throughout his career.
we talk about recency bias, and our lasting memory of Sam Darnold is not a good one, the last regular season game, the playoff game. But when you look at the totality of his tape, what do you think the market will be for Sammy D this offseason?
Pretty good, because it's not a great quarterback draft. And I think that, you know, he's a quarterback. He's coming off a really, really good season. You know, he's played in the league, so it's not, you're not getting a guy that you're uncertain as to what he is, which you always are a little bit when you draft a quarterback. So my guess is the market will be pretty good. Now, obviously, he played with a great coach in Kevin O'Connell. I mean, Darnold last year was phenomenal throwing the ball down the field. Think about this for a second, guys. On passes that went 20 yards or more in the air from the line of scrimmage, okay? Darnold completed 56% of those passes. By contrast, Patrick Mahomes completed 26% of those passes.
Interesting. And while we're talking about the quarterbacks, I don't want to fully leave the Brock Purdy conversation yet. From what we're all hearing here, the 49ers are completely convinced. But it's fascinating. Out there at the Super Bowl, yet again, Fred Warner seems like he's publicly almost pleading with everybody to understand that Brock Purdy is an elite quarterback in the NFL. Now, you can define that however you want, but what would you say, both you've seen on film, and if you have any hesitation about his future as a true number?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For one quarterback.
Well, there's two parts to that question, because the bottom line is he may not be Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, okay? And those would be considered the four best quarterbacks in the league. So now if he's not that guy, what are people saying, that the 49ers should go get another quarterback? You know, I think I may have joked with you guys a few weeks ago. Yep. There's not a quarterback store where you just go get another quarterback. Brock Purdy is a quality NFL quarterback. As you said, you can define elite any way you want. But let's assume for a moment, that Brock Purdy all of a sudden is not the 49ers quarterback. Then what happens?
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same question based on what you've seen in your early deep dive on the college quarterbacks. You said it's not a great quarterback draft. I mean, Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, is there anybody there that you see that you would, if you were the Niners, reach out and say, yeah, that guy is going to be great from what you've seen on film?
I'm in the process of that. I've actually finished doing Ward, Sanders, and Jackson Dart. I've also done Tyler Shuck from Louisville, who's a really interesting player. But, you know, I would say that based on my film study, and again, I don't get to talk to the players, so I don't know the answer to that. But I like Ward the best. I think Sanders has a lot of things that he needs to clean up and work on. I think that you have to be careful because quarterbacks – I mean, look at Caleb Williams. Okay, Caleb Williams put up good numbers, but if you talk to people in the league, they'll tell you that he really had a hard time this year. So you have to be careful about that. You have a quarterback, by the way, that's a pretty darn good player in Purdy. You know, he was in a Super Bowl in his second season. He was in the NFC Championship game in his first season. He's a really efficient player. I mean, I guess I struggle with all this. I mean, I don't know what people think is going to happen here. Do they just think a quarterback's going to fall out of the sky? I mean, to me, this is such a silly conversation.
Agreed, yeah. Greg. But yeah, like, no, nobody thinks that a quarterback's going to fall out of the sky.
Nothing against you guys, but no. This is sports talk radio meaningless stuff. I mean,
correct.
Brock Purdy is a really good player.
I got kids to feed here, Greg. what are we doing here, Greg Cosell? I mean,
no, but you're like, Greg, I think you're completely right. Then again, we have an audience, and this is what people are talking about. And I'm telling you, I have friends who have college degrees and watch a ton of sports, and this is what people do. They don't run it through the prism that you're running it through. They go, I wouldn't pay Brock X. And they bring that, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Like, there's 1,000 ways to structure a deal.
Let me tell you something that sort of plays into this.
Okay.
So the Eagles last season, not this year, lost their final 6 of 7 games, as you may recall.
Yes.
Okay? Then they were 2-2 going into their bye week this year. There was major talk within the organization, they didn't know if Jalen Hurts was the guy.
Right.
They didn't know. Okay, so now... what do we think about Jalen Hurts? Should the Eagles look for another quarterback now?
Well, he might be the guy, Greg. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean...
I need to see more, Greg. Exactly. I need to see more.
All right, there you go. So, I mean, these conversations get a little silly.
Yes. Yes, Greg, they do.
But at the same
time... Yeah, you know me, guys. I'm a little realistic about this stuff. You know, it's... Yeah.
Yeah. Too realistic for sports talk, quite frankly.
That's probably true.
Well, Greg, give us this on the way out the door, even if it's a little uncomfortable, because I know it's not... Like, I know you don't want to act like you know more than Kyle Shanahan. But... Honestly.
I don't know more than Kyle Shanahan.
I know you don't, but you're out there grinding through tape, and you watch everything the Niners did this year. If he came to you and he was like, Greg, what is our biggest position of need? How would you answer that question?
On the offensive side, I'd say offensive line for sure. I think that needs to be kind of reworked and rebuilt.
Trent Williams still have the good stuff or no?
He didn't play the last whatever number of games.
Right.
He certainly, I spoke to someone who said that, hey, Father Time catches up with everyone. I don't know. You know, does he want to come back and play?
I mean, yes, he does.
Yeah. I mean, so that's a hard question to answer regarding him.
Right.
Obviously, Banks did not have a very good season after having a pretty good season the year before. He was not very good. I don't think the center played as well as he played. I think Pooney's going to be a good player, real solid right guard. I've told you guys that I feel like they need a right tackle. So I think three positions, whether it's the same guys or whether it's new guys, three of the five positions need to be meaningfully better.
Oh, so only 3 of the 5. All right. That's not that bad.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Greg, thanks so much, man. You're the best. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay. That's Greg Cosell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.